On this episode, finding the right nutrition to fuel your testosterone and libido. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for listening, for watching. Let's talk about fuel. Let's talk about nutrition. It is probably the biggest single thing that impacts our life. We are what we eat. What we eat has a huge impact on our mind, on our emotions, on our body, and yes, on our testosterone and libido. Let's talk about how we can find the right nutrition to fuel you. And here's the very first thing that we have to establish, and that is that there is no single right path. There is no single right way. There may not even be a single right way for you, because we change over the years. We change over even periods of months. We are not the same person from day to day, year to year. So not only are we not the same person, but you are not the same person as anyone else. So we can talk about some universal things that apply to everybody. We can talk about some common things to watch out for, and we will talk about both of those in just a second here. And then we'll talk about how to do the testing that will ultimately help you find the right path for you. Because if anyone tells you there is one right way to eat, there is one right way that humans are meant to be, there's one right way that's going to fuel you as a man, it is utter and complete bullshit. There is finding the right path for you. Let's talk about some universals. There are some universal things that apply to everyone, because there are some things that are simply horrible for every human being. So that's the first thing to talk about. Number one is hyper-processed foods. Foods that you find in a lot of shelves covering not all the grocery store, but a lot of the shelves at grocery stores. Fast food, anything that has a ton of ingredients, that is hyper-processed, that is full of a bunch of ingredients that you don't even know what they are, none of that is going to be good for you. None of that is going to fuel the life that you desire. None of it is going to fuel your testosterone and your libido. So eliminating hyper-processed foods. And again, the basic two things to kind of think of in terms of hyper-processed foods are, number one, any kind of fast food, 100% of it, no matter what kind of fast food chain, whatever, it is all hyper-processed. The second thing is anything that comes in a box or a package, look at the ingredients. If it seems to have real ingredients, because there are some things that come in a package that have real ingredients. Many things that come in a box or package have a million ingredients, a lot of which are very, very poor for you. And even if we set aside the toxic ingredients, which there are a lot that are lurking in that kind of food, even if we set aside that, the very act of the incredible amount of processing that that kind of food goes through removes so many of the nutrients, it is not the same thing that it starts out as. So first thing to avoid is hyper-processed foods, fast foods. May not be easy, you may not want to hear that, but it's the truth. You can deny it all you want, you can put it off all you want, you don't have to make that change today, but it's never going to be good for you, and the sooner you get rid of that kind of stuff, the better off you're going to be. The second part that kind of goes along with that, but is not exclusive to that, and that is seed oils, the vegetable oils, canola oil, corn oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, peanut oil, all of those oils, the number one thing that they do that is so harmful is they dramatically increase inflammation in the body. And inflammation is the enemy of health, and it is absolutely the enemy of testosterone. As inflammation goes up, one of the places that affects is it affects inflammation in your testicles. It affects testosterone production. In fact, some of the supplements that you may have heard about, which we're not going to talk about here because I'm not really a big believer so much in relying on any of that kind of stuff. A lot of the supplements that you've heard about, one of the ways that they work is actually just reduce inflammation. So the best way to reduce inflammation is stop eating the shit that is causing the inflammation to begin with. One of those things is seed oils, right? All of those oils, avoid them as much as possible, which means fast food, any fast food, and frankly, most restaurants, even sit-down restaurants, you can check with them. A lot of restaurants are using these kind of seed oils, and certainly any kind of fast food place. Most of the processed box stuff is going to be packed with seed oils. And then the other place to avoid this is when you're cooking at home, which we'll talk about next. But when you're cooking at home, use olive oil, maybe grass-fed butter at lower temperatures. Olive oil is a great one at any temperature, pretty much. So that's the other place to pay attention to seed oils and avoid seed oils. And you guys, it does not take a lot. You may not think of this as a big thing, like, oh, okay, I'm at the weight that I want to be at, like a fast food meal or using a particular kind of oil, it's not going to affect me that much. It absolutely does. Some of the studies that look at the amount of the change in inflammation markers with a small amount of seed oils are shocking and terrifying. It does not take a lot. So those are universal things. They apply to everyone. We know that. Let's talk about some things that apply to most people that may be very big keys for you that are certainly things that you want to test. One is not eating too late. I've talked about this many times on many channels. You eat too late and you are crushing your testosterone production and you are crushing your libido. The later you eat, the worse off it is. Stop eating at least 3, if not 4 hours or more before you go to bed. That alone will make a big difference. Another thing to pay attention to is water. If you're not getting enough water intake, which is not food per se, but it is because it's fuel and it's part of the nutrition and the things that our body needs. If you're not getting enough water, again, you're gonna have a very hard time thriving. We need sufficient water to thrive. And the thing to know is that when we're not thriving, our sexuality, our libido is the first thing to go, because what happens is when our body shifts into survival mode, it takes energy from procreation mode and it prioritizes surviving today. This is one of the reasons why so many guys struggle with ED and lower testosterone and all of this, is because we have things that are affecting us where we're simply not thriving as much as we used to. And as soon as we're not thriving overall, the first thing to go will be our sexuality. So if we want to have a strong libido, if we want to have strong testosterone levels and all of that fire and energy within us, we need to be thriving, because it will be the first place to go. So water, not eating too late. Another thing to watch out for is excessive protein. This one may surprise you. There are plenty of studies that show that more protein is not better. In fact, one of the most reliable ways to crush your testosterone production is to get excessive protein. As in many things in life, more is not always better. Pay attention to how much protein you're getting, and don't just assume that more is better. Guys who are chugging protein shakes all day long, get as much protein as I possibly can, it's not serving you. Figure out the right amount that serves you. Beyond that will not help you. It will only hurt you, and it will potentially hurt your testosterone production a lot. Some of the studies, again, do your research on this. If that's something that's calling to you, we cannot go into every study about every single thing, especially in an episode like this. If that's something that's calling to you or any of these things, do your own research. With the protein, if you look into the actual studies, don't just read articles online, look at the actual studies for yourself, and you will find that excessive protein absolutely will lower testosterone levels. So that's another thing to watch out for. Now, what do we eat? We eat real foods. You prepare your own food as much as possible. If you're eating real whole foods, for the most part, something that comes in a package, like maybe wheat actually works for you. For some people it works, for some people it doesn't. Maybe a package of spaghetti or something. Yeah, it comes in a package. If it has a single ingredient, okay, it comes in a package. It's relatively real whole food. Ideally, if you were buying most of your food from the produce section or the meat section or the dairy section, which we'll talk about in actually just a second, you're gonna be much better off. Eat real whole foods. Let's talk about the dairy thing for a moment. Again, there is a lot of evidence that shows that dairy can be very negative for testosterone, for libido. I can tell you personally in my life, cheese, if I eat a bunch of cheese, crushes my testosterone big time. Comparatively, depending on where my baseline is currently and all that, but negative impact for sure. So I would absolutely look at your dairy consumption and recognize that, again, this is not a universal thing. Some people do fine on it, especially if it's raw dairy. If it's the kind of thing that works with your body, it is not universal, but it is something to test and to pay attention to. Let's talk about the testing thing. This is really where the rubber meets the road with all this stuff, because we talked about some universal things, right? Avoid fast food, it's complete shit. Avoid boxed, hyper-processed stuff. Again, it is complete shit. It is not helping you. Avoid seed oils. Drink water. Don't eat too late. Watch your dairy consumption. Watch for excessive protein consumption. Once we knock out that stuff and we're eating relatively, for the most part, if we go back to that 80-20 that I talked about a couple episodes ago, which is that 80% of our results come from 20% of the things. If we sort of 80-20 this and we get to that point that we're eating real whole foods, for the most part, now from that point, this is where the individual testing comes in. And there is no other way. There is no other way. If you get to this point and you're eating real whole foods and somebody tells you that they know the exact real whole foods that you should eat that will be perfect for you, they're absolutely full of shit. It is up to you to do your own testing. So you test, you track, you make it a change, and you do that for a while and you see how it goes and you listen to the gauges and the signals. Your body is always talking to you. Your morning wood, your erection quality, your scent, because that is a big indicator of your hormonal levels. In fact, it's one of my favorite day-to-day indicators. If you're not using some kind of toxic deodorant, which, by the way, eliminate that shit. So many of them, so toxic. If you're allowing your body to be natural, you will have a good, natural, attractive musk for the right people, for the right partner, for example, and you will be able to sense day to day, if you're paying attention to that, hormonal changes, because it's a big indicator. You may think I'm super weird for saying that, and you may think I'm completely crazy. That's okay. I can tell you, for a lot of guys that I talk to, it ends up being a very, very reliable and good gauge that we can pay attention to for how our hormones are doing. So we test and we track. Now, let's talk a little bit more about testing. One thing that I would recommend is be willing to do big tests, meaning there is definitely value in, for example, let's say you leave things mostly the same, but you eliminate dairy, and you eliminate dairy for at least a few weeks or a month, and you see how it goes. Okay, that's kind of one change. Don't be afraid, though, to make a big change. Making a big change is sometimes one of the best ways to discover what is working for us and what's not in that moment. So if you've been eating some kind of carnivore-based diet, maybe you up your healthy carbs. Maybe you start eating a bunch of potatoes and other good carbs that will support you, squash and stuff like that. Maybe you haven't been eating very much meat. Maybe you've been vegetarian. Again, I'm not going to tell you what is right for you. I absolutely believe that for the vast, vast majority of people, eating good, properly raised animals is very, very important. It just is. The reality is that we eat life to live. That's a fact. So even if we're eating plants, even if you're eating vegetables, there are animals that die because those fields have to be cleared. Those animals aren't even eaten. All the little snakes and rabbits and voles and all that stuff that have to be cleared and eliminated on a constant basis in order for crops to be grown in a field. Life supports life. It is the way that it is. So I believe very much, based on my own testing, based on a lot of studies, based on everybody I've ever really spoken with, for the most part, with very rare exceptions, I've yet to really find a guy that does well long-term in terms of testosterone and libido and overall thriving on a vegetarian or vegan kind of diet. I've been there. I've done my own tests. And by the way, when it comes to testing, I can tell you, I have been my own guinea pig to a degree that I could not possibly explain in this short episode. I have tested things that you probably would never want to test, that I wouldn't necessarily recommend testing, because not every test works out well. So as you test in your life, recognize that it's a test. Don't get disappointed if something works or it doesn't. You make some kind of change and it seems like it actually makes it worse instead of better. Okay, test result. You get that test result, you move on, you do another test. I've been continually testing and optimizing my nutrition and fuel and other aspects of my life for 15 plus years. For the most part, I've had a couple little stretches where, you know, sort of life happened and it took a little bit of a backseat. But for the most part, I've been in a continual process of testing and adapting this as I go over the last 15 years. And one of the reasons for that is not only finding what uniquely works for me, but this is the last thing that I want to really remind you of, is that things change. So what worked for you and what really felt good 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, may not be what is ideal for you today. And what is ideal for you today very well may be different than what is ideal for you a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So if we live a lifestyle of paying attention to this, of fueling our body with intention, with mindfulness, of doing tests and seeing and constantly tweaking, you will feel better. You will thrive long-term, I guarantee it. Don't get too hung up on an exact path that some person wants to tell you. Do your own testing, do it on a regular basis. Avoid the universals, fast food, all that hyper-processed shit. That's not gonna help you. I hope this helps. Let me know what questions you have. You can shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439. If you're in my Brotherhood community, you can throw up a post in there. You can leave a comment below this if you're on Spotify. I can't reply to those, by the way, the Spotify comments. You can leave them and I'll publish them, but I can't reply to them there. So if you would like a reply, text me or jump in the Brotherhood community. It's free. Go to holisticalpha.com. You can find it there. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. Man, this is such a high ROI area, a high return on investment area. The effort and the testing that you put in to tweak and dial in your fuel will completely change your world over time, because it literally affects every aspect of who we are, and it absolutely affects your testosterone, your libido, your erections, big time, big time. Single changes can make a huge difference in your erection quality. For example, if you change nothing else and you started eating earlier, meaning you stop eating earlier, longer before bed, that alone, I've heard from many guys, that alone has made a huge difference in their erections. Drinking water alone, that can make a huge difference. So as we start to really be willing to look at different areas and test different things, the return that you get on that effort and that energy over time is astronomical. So be willing to test, be willing to change. We got to be willing to walk away from, on yesterday's episode, I talked about we need to, or we can eliminate uncertainty by just knowing, okay, this is what I want to eliminate. This is one of the things that we can do with our fuel and nutrition is, okay, look at something that you are consuming and that you think might possibly not be good and eliminate it and just try going without it and see how it goes. Keep testing. I support you guys. Go kick ass. We'll talk to you soon.